The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says it might be a pretty good time to be a trout in Wisconsin. Says the state's trout population is strong and has increased in most of the state since the 1950s. The DNR says it's done a lot over the years in terms of trout management, including stocking, habitat preservation, and sampling. It's managed to do all this without a formal plan, but that's about to change. The DNR is putting the finishing touches on a 10-year plan to manage the state's inland trout. This week and next, it's hearing what the public has to say about their proposals. Joanna Griffin is the trout coordinator with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Joanna, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, some people out there are really excited to hear this right now, people who fish and fish for trout in particular. For everybody else, can you talk about the role trout play in our recreational fishing in the state?
Sure. We have over 13,000 miles of classified trout streams. We have wild trout, both brook brown, lake trout and some lakes, and some rainbow trout. In certain areas of the state, it is a huge economic importance, especially in the Driftless. They recently did a study. I think it's over $1 million each year that comes in. It's an important part of our program.
And can you talk about the trout population and how it's looked in Wisconsin over time?
Sure. So trout populations have increased over time, as you said, due to a variety of management actions. We've improved habitat. Land use has been improved over the last years. We have started a wild trout stocking program. And so that's all great. And then we have this plan where we also want to think about threats and challenges regarding future management.
Yeah, what are some of the threats and challenges that might face trout here in Wisconsin?
Sure. Invasive species are something we need to think about. Climate change, land use, water quality, and water quantity.
And let's talk about habitat a little bit. What kind of changes have been made? Well, first of all, what kind of changes have been made that maybe were hurting trout, I don't know, 4 decades ago or so?
Agriculture has had a huge impact in certain areas of the state. Logging has. And groundwater use, we have high capacity wells, some potential for sand mining could pose a risk as well. Manure and runoff issues have caused habitat problems over the years.
Talking to Joanna Griffin, trout coordinator with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The DNR is on the road with a proposed trout management plan for the next 10 years. The plan would cover 10 years, not the listening sessions. Joanna, talk about some of the highlights in this plan. There's a lot to it. There's a lot of details. But what are some of the high points, the key points that you want people to know about?
Sure. First of all, this was a great opportunity for us to not only come up with a plan, but also pull together all of the information that we have on our plan on trout management in the state, our current management, as I mentioned, our threats and challenges, and kind of life history and background information. So some of the major things we came up with are continuing to work with partners as much as possible, planning, and using science to make best decisions that we can.
What are some of the keys for preserving habitat? As you were saying earlier, there have been serious improvements over time. How do we keep that momentum?
So we have land use practices at the watershed level, as well as working with kind of on the landscape, those types of habitat. We have habitat crews that are funded with trout stamps. So when you buy your trout stamp license, that money goes to our habitat. Working with partners to do projects, and also kind of thinking about how habitat may change due to climate change as well. We've been dealing with a lot of flooding recently.
We hear a lot about various kinds of runoff. You mentioned agriculture, for example. We hear that not just talking about trout. Are these issues that people are talking about with protecting waterways going to help trout as well if we're, say, keeping manure runoff, for example, from getting into waterways?
Yes, those will definitely help.
You had your first public meeting, I understand, yesterday in La Crosse. What kind of feedback did you get there?
We had very positive feedback. Not a lot of people showed up. I'm hoping more people end up coming to our Fitchburg meeting next week. And then we also have one in Spooner and Wausau next week as well. But everyone was very supportive. They have they had a few comments that they wanted to make sure we knew, and but yeah, in general, it was a good meeting.
And now there's been concern about maybe a potential decline in the number of people who are going fishing in Wisconsin. And I know some of our management is based on people buying fishing licenses, right, and things like that. Is that a concern as you look forward to the next 10 years?
Yes, that was a big concern from our stakeholders, as well as something we have written in our plan. Annual participation in fishing is been pretty stable and actually has increased from 2006 to 2015. But the churning rate, which is individuals that go in and out of angling each year, is higher. And the number of female anglers, for example, has increased in recent years, but they have a higher churn rate. And we plan to collaborate with the R3 program at the DNR. They're the Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Program. And one of our objectives is to engage more anglers. And we recognize that the knowledge of fisheries that our state contains, as well as the productivity of the fisheries, drives anglers and non-anglers to participate in our program.
And earlier you mentioned invasive species. What kind of invasive species are threatening trout habitat in particular?
New Zealand mud snails is a potential threat.
Well, that's one of the many invasive species I haven't heard of. What is that?
They are very tiny snails. They are, right now, they're in Black Earth Creek and maybe another stream or two in the area. We don't know the full implications of what will happen, but we are trying not to spread them. We have other potential things, VHS, which is viral hemorrhagic septicemia, and trout are susceptible to that, but so far we haven't had that as an issue either.
And with invasive species of all sorts, it seems like there's no one-size-fits-all approach. You deal with mussels one way, snails in another way, a viral disease in another way. How hard is it to match solutions to these problems?
Usually it's best practices, making sure your waders are clean when you go from stream to stream, and just doing the best you can not to spread anything.
Yeah. Are there other examples of ways that everyday people who are spending time in Wisconsin's waters, whether they fish for trout or not, can help out with trout preservation in the state?
Yes, there's many volunteer opportunities. You can certainly, there are anything with clean water. I mean, we have citizen scientists. You can sample water and collect information. Some other programs at the DNR manage that. You can help out with funding habitat projects. Anything like that is great.
In just a couple of minutes, I'll list where the rest of the public meetings are going. But for people who can't make it, what ways can they contribute their thoughts?
So if you go onto our website at dnr.wi.gov and type in trout plan, you will get to our trout management plan page. If you aren't able to attend a meeting, we have an online survey that we would love for you to fill out and gather as much feedback as possible. And we also have a PowerPoint on there. So if you aren't able to attend a meeting and you want to get some more information, you can play that video as well.
So when this comes into effect, it's a 10-year plan. Looking back from, I guess, 2029, what do you hope to see?
I hope to see that we use the plan well, that we modify the plan as we go, and if changes occur, we're able to change the plan based on anything that may come up as we go, and also have the ability to evaluate our management actions as we move forward.
We'll leave it there for now. Joanna, thanks a lot for coming up to the studio today.
Thank you.
That's Joanna Griffin, Trout Coordinator with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. We talked with her today about the agency's 10-year Inland Trout Management Plan. There are three more public meetings on the plan scheduled. Monday, June 3rd, that's in Wausau. Tuesday, June 4th in Fitchburg, and then Wednesday, June 5th in Spooner. And as you heard, if you can't make any of those, you can check out the draft plan over at the DNR website and take part in their online survey by July 5th. The DNR hopes to have their final plan in place sometime in September.